Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Liverpool are Premier League champions. How good does that feel? Very tired, very hungover, and Jack, I'm not going to lie, I've not done an agenda for this show at all, but Liverpool are Premier League champions. I might just say that for 10 minutes, but doesn't it? Just repeat that.
It's just brilliant, isn't it?
New show done, Liverpool are Premier League champions. In fact, I want to do something a little bit different, Tom's in the comments, so I want to know where you watched it in the world, who you watched it with, and how you're celebrating. Jack, I'm going to start with you. Obviously, myself and Tom and Paul and Chris and Sarah were all working last night. But we managed to squeeze in a few hours of drinking responsibly, I'd say. Where did you watch it?
I watched it at home with my dad. It was a brilliant feeling. I think, well, my dad was convinced it wasn't going to happen. I was very much the opposite. So I was watching the whole game. And
he's not your real dad. You can't be saying things like that.
He came in when Chelsea went 1-0 up and started believing then. So it was one of them situations. But it was brilliant because, you know, he was born in 72. So I've grown up listening to stories of how it was like when he was a kid and everything we won then. Whereas I've not really experienced that yet. And now to know that I got to experience that with my dad, just the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, there's so much good stuff. Like, obviously, winning the league is amazing, but it's all the fallout and stuff after that, Jackie. You know, the content, Twitter, like, for as much as it's a pain in the arse, is the best place to be at the moment. Like, if you're not doing anything, you just spend hours and hours of scrolling, and new content's coming out. And one of the things I did want to talk about was the players being able to celebrate together, because that was one of the things last night, and why kind of people wanted to wait till the Etihad so they can win it together on the pitch. But they're all at Formby Hall last night. And again, some of the videos of like just them being able to embrace it, to enjoy themselves together. And obviously later on, there's some amazing videos of questionable dancing, shall we say, from Jurgen Klopp. But the fact that they all got to celebrate together and you know, have that special moment is so important for them, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like I said to you before we came on here that, you know, it's a brilliant thing for all the lads to do that. And I think everyone deserves credit for the content because, you know, that it's not the way us Liverpool fans wanted to celebrate winning our first title in 30 years. It's absolutely not. But it's still amazing. And we've seen from the content, the videos, everything like that, that they're going to do everything they can to make this perfect and even better. And the content is just, it's just sensational. And, you know, even sat at home or wherever everyone's celebrating, we've got all these videos of the squad being together, no matter what's going on in the world right now. It's been a difficult few months for everyone in the world. And now we've got this, and there's going to be a long, long time of partying and celebrating.
Oh, the next couple of weeks, but every game is going to be a party. Like, I literally don't give a fuck what happens in any of the games anymore. If you do want more content, head to www.redmentv.com. We have you covered, just £5 a month. And again, Jack, one of the things that came up last night, I think Jurgen Klopp was straight onto Sky Sports afterwards. And again, like, if you haven't seen it, just search for it on Google or Twitter, whatever. Like, he got proper emotional, like, you know. And as fans of, like, even today, I'm still going through it. I know because I'm partly hungover, but I've had a feeling they're so happy. Of like going, like, it comes in ways of like hitting you, of, like, oh my god, it's happened. Then, like, 1 minute you're dead happy, and the next minute, like, last night when it hit me, like, I sat in silence in the corner, like, and just nearly started crying. But for Jurgen Klopp, for all the work that he's gone through, I'd say stick from opposition fans in the fact that, you know, he could call him like the nearly man, or like, you know, he'd get to finals and he'd lose them without, you know, the context of doing whatever. For him to get Liverpool over the line, for him to put Liverpool over the line after last season, getting so close, for him to be able to motivate their own players to get 97 points, to go, do you know what, actually, lads, you can do it again, and this time we're going to win it. I'm absolutely buzzing for him. You just said there, everyone's having a bad time. I've never once not looked at Jurgen Klopp and had a smile on my face.
The, That's exactly it, Ross. You know, Jurgen Klopp came to this club with one aim, and that was to win the title for Liverpool Football Club. And he's absolutely done that. He's delivered it. And this squad is sensational. It is one of the best, if not the best squad in Premier League history. And, you know, Jurgen Klopp has delivered so much for this club and to now deliver us a title. And you know, I think it showed last night everything he's been saying for the past few weeks that, you know, during all this, it's been a difficult time, and a lot of people have been saying about null and void and that stupid mention, and he's here like, look what we've put into this, look how hard we've worked, look at everything we've done to get this moment, and for them to still be able to get that moment just in a different way from what he planned, I think it's easy to see why he was overwhelmed with emotion like we all were last night. It was just a fantastic moment, and you know, it's been, as I said before, it's been a difficult few months, and now to get this over the line and to get this wrapped up with 7 games left to go is just incredible. And you know,
I'll add to that as well, Jack. Obviously, the repercussions of last night means we get a guard of honour at Manchester City. Fernandinho clearly wasn't up for having that, so he just had to get himself sent off. One of the best handballs I've ever seen. And the VAR, wait, I'm just looking at someone like a naughty school child who knew what he'd done. He knew he was in the red card zone there, didn't he? And it's just like, for Liverpool to get that, you know, I think most people would have preferred to nick off City in their own, at the Etihad. And like Chris said last night, it's not a given to do that. But the fact you've got to go to what were the champions, to go there as champions of the Premier League in their own backyard and go, we've just won it, hand it over, give us a guard of honour. I'm sure that there will be respect there, but also funny.
Yeah, RVP getting one from Man United, getting one at Man United from Arsenal a few years ago was a massive iconic moment, and I'm sure Raheem Sterling stood clapping there as Joe Gomez walks past. It's going to be another one of them.
Even worse, it's like he nearly scored and hit the post. You know, fine margins. That'd be sick, isn't it, wouldn't it?
It's just incredible. Like, there's going to be so many moments. I looked at our fixtures before, and we've got Arsenal and Chelsea still to play as well. So Chelsea, who have technically, well, they've not won us the title, but they gave us a helping hand winning it last night.
I can't bring up the Gerrard slip anymore, Jack. That conversation is now dead. Gerrard slip. Sound, you gave us the title. Nice one.
Clapping our players as we walk through it's just going to be brilliant. And like you said,
you know what? I like Willian now. I forgive him for 13-14 for scoring that goal and just ruining me life at that point. I'm just going to jump into some comments before we come back to you, Jack. Keane Donald says, head fucking ringing over here, best night ever, I reckon. Yeah, Linda Stanley, has anyone slept asking for a friend? No. Kieran P, is it okay to be on the beer since 11 a.m? Only if it was 11 a.m. yesterday. Rob D. He watched it at home, watching Red Men TV. Good lad. Sam McGowan, Champagne Women, won it. George Fuller, watched it at home with my fiancé. We were meant to be on Bali on our honeymoon. This wasn't a bad alternative. Go to Bali anytime you want. It's open 24/7. Where are we now? Oyster McGlincy says, one of the best moments of my life can be beaten, though personally by me. Will not say why, though. Keane Dolan again said, I'm scared of migraine to Hiroshima. How's everyone's head this morning? I've like fits and starts. Like, I was fine before. And they've had a full English, and like I sat down, this room's dead out, and yeah, just need to drink beer again. Stephen Priest, I knew Chelsea were going to get something. I said 2-2 before kickoff. The Fernandinho red card summed up Man City season. And Kieran B says, I'm going to watch Palace game again in a bit, and then watch all the highlights. You can find Liverpool season and last season. You know, walk alone, the beer will go down sweet today. I found myself doing that as well, Jack, watching the highlights from last night. And there's a really good point in that as well, actually, Fernandinho getting sent off. But how bad with Manchester City's defence last night? And it's not the first time, obviously, for the first goal. It's just like an absolute mess. Then you got the chance where I think Kyle Walker clears it off the line, and then they have the actual goal where Fernandinho gets sent off. Like, going forward, they're going to have to bring some changes. In fact, even next week, Salah, Firmino and Mane are going to be licking their lips watching that defence last night.
Yeah. Absolutely, Ross, and it's like we say, I think we've all said at some point it's not how we wanted to win it, but you know, we went and played a champions performance against Crystal Palace. It was one of our best performances of the season, and then we watched Man City capitulate once again last night, and it was one of them moments where you know, it's just sensational. Man City's defence were woeful again, and you know what, Ross? I don't fucking care. We're Premier League. I don't care. I don't know what I'm talking about.
How good does that feel just to say we're Premier League champions?
mate, it's honestly the best feeling. I've been waiting my whole life for this. Tom celebrating behind.
People can't see Tom on this Skype chat, but he's going mental. He's blasting Ring of Fire and made a brew this morning. So happy he is. He made a brew.
I'm just good. I woke up this morning. I was like, I want a parade. I want to go to the office. I just want to celebrate. You know, it's one of them. I can't wait to get back up.
This whole weekend, like, if anyone was in Liverpool last night, there was fireworks, there was people in the streets, there was cars beeping horns, there was cars everywhere. Obviously, you've seen the footage from Anfield as well. Every game's going to be a party. Every weekend is going to be a party. And on top of that, we'll have a parade. We'll be able to enjoy it with the players and Klopp and his staff.
It's going to be massive now, mate. It's going to be one long party until this champion status is taken off us. You know, we've got this for a whole year now, probably longer, because I reckon we're going to go and do it again. And this feeling is just sensational. You know, this is what we've been waiting for. The things we've gone through the last few years, and we've been the nearly men. We're not the nearly men anymore. Klopp's got his trophy. We've got our trophy. The players have got their trophy. It's just a brilliant feeling. I'm feeling every time we speak about it or someone speaks about it, I feel like Trent in that video where he's speaking after the Palace game.
Yeah, fucking biting your lip, yeah.
It's like...
One question here. Josh Dixon says, do you think Klopp will let the youngsters have a go at Man City and let the main team rest, or do you still think he'll play the full squad? My opinion is it's full squad. You go there, you dominate, and you say, we're the champions. We've just taken this off you, and we're going to carry on. We're going to carry on next season. And then after that, like, you know, obviously you're on the Academy channel. I think there's integration time there for Harvey Elliott, Curtis Jones, Nico Williams, who's impressive against Crystal Palace. You know, they're going to have to bed these players in at some point, but not against Manchester City.
Absolutely. I saw something earlier where Harvey Elliott's 3 games off being the youngest Premier League champion ever. So that's a massive feeling, and I hope he can now get that game time. I just want to batter Man City as well, just rub it in their face. As I said before, I can see Pep Guardiola being bitter and putting the kids out. Obviously, they've got an FA Cup game at the weekend, so I can see Guardiola doing that. But Klopp's going to go full strength. These lads are going to have a point to prove. And like you said, they're going to go in saying, look, we are the champions, and produce another performance to show that they're the champions. This team, as I said before, is the best squad I have ever seen in English football. And, you know, they're going to show everyone that once again when we play against Man City. But, you know what, maybe if they are a bit under the weather, I forgive them, because, you know, I'm going to be on the booze now. I hope they are too. They deserve it.
If Bobby Firmino's still smashed, I'm like, I'm fine with that. Like, let him do what he wants. He'd probably still be fine anyway. We're going to leave it there. Liverpool are Premier League champions. I can't stop saying that. It just feels so, so, so good. Enjoy your weekend. Drink responsibly. Drink it in. Just have the best weekend ever. And enjoy all the content. So go to redmentv.com. We've got loads over there. Go to our YouTube channel as well, the main YouTube channel. Watch our reaction from last night. Paul and Chris. Paul did a boss speech last night at the end of it. Go and check that out. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe, share the video. We'll be back very soon. Ta-ra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.